This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وصحبه أجمعين. Mic number 20, and inshallah from tomorrow evening sunset, the last 10 nights begin. And we know that Prophet exerted himself more in the last, like he went into sixth gear, you know, the next gear now. So subhanAllah, this is Rasulullah searching for Allah's pleasure and Allah's forgiveness. Then for us as well, we need to make that extra effort. It's been a long month, alhamdulillah, it is tiring at times, but if you have anything left, we use it in the last 10 nights, in the last actually 9 nights. We expect it to be a short one of those best. Whatever you have in you, whatever dua you need to make, this is the time to make it. And remember, we are searching the night of destiny, the night where the decrees of our future is yet to come, will be put out. And Allah has given us this special opportunity to speak to Him so that we have an input in what will be in our books of decrees in the year to come, our reason, our health, our family. So make dua for yourselves, make dua for the Ummah, make dua for all of us. And the basic thing, as we said, is to spend the night in Qiyamul Layl Tahajjud as much as you can. So Allah grant us the strength that we enter this for the best, and we, you know, make the full benefit. Ameen. We continue Surah Yusuf. So last night, the bad news came to Yaqub, and he was informed that, you know, we've lost Binyamin. And he takes a deep, you know, blow to Nabi Yaqub. He's already broken on the inside. He's already suffering for the last 50 years. He's been crying for Nabi Yusuf. He's been, Allah, in the ayah before, it says that his eyes were white because of sadness, excessive crying for Nabi Yusuf that he lost his child. He spoke about how difficult it is to lose a child, and therefore, the one who is patient in that kind of adversity, that there is no limit to the reward Allah gives for the person who is patient in time of adversity. The highest level of reward is for someone who is patient. So yes, there's one type of worship where you do good things, you make salah, you make adhkar, there's a limited amount of reward you get. But as for the one who holds himself back, who's patient, who holds anger back, Allah says, as for sabr, Allah does not limit how much the reward, it's unlimited. So when he got the bad news of Binyamin being gone, his eldest son of being there, he said, Ya asafa ala Yusuf, he said, ah, I still feel so sad over Yusuf. And so they said, Tawari, by Allah, will you not stop remembering Yusuf? We're not speaking about it. He's long time, he's finished, get over it. Hatta takuna, you continue mentioning him until you become senile or until you eventually die. You know, get over it now. It's been 50 years, almost 40 years. So he says, Qala, this is one of the most, in fact, my favorite verse in the surah. Very sad verse, very powerful verse. He says that Yaqub, innama ashku bakti wa huzni ilallah. That verily I only ashku means complain. I only complain to Allah about my suffering and my sadness. I only mention this to Allah. I don't bother all of you about my suffering. I don't come to you looking for your sympathy. In fact, I don't want your sympathy. This is only to Allah. That with all of you, I'm okay. I'm still your dad. I still treat you, even though they were the ones that took Yusuf away from you. Remember, they were the ones causing him this grief. But he still interacts with them in a good way. And he doesn't even tell them how bad it is. But only when I'm alone with Allah, now I cry, Ya Allah, how I miss that boy. Ya Allah, how I wish to have him. So he says, I only complain to Allah about my suffering and my sadness. وَأَعْلَمُنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَتَعْلَمُونَ. And I know things that you don't know. Perhaps it could mean that I know he's alive, he's out there somewhere, and I miss him. Or it could be I knew he was going to be, he's meant to be a Nabi. And I can't see. I can't get to experience this. Ya Bunayya, now that Nabi Yaqub, and this shows you the balance between that no matter how bad things are, we are always an ummah of optimism. We look at the situation, how bad the ummah is in the general, you know, in the macro scale, and you might look at yourself, you look at the sins of the past, you look at how weak we are. The worst thing we can do, worse than forgetting the punishment of Allah, or worse than not fearing Allah, is to lose hope in Allah. That is the worst thing. So Nabi Yaqub now, he says, Ya Bunayya, my sons, he's an old man. He can't walk, but not really go around. He's blind as well. He says, Ya, my sons, Ya Bunay, idhabu, go. Fatahassasu min Yusuf. Go and look for Yusuf. He's out there somewhere. Go and find him. Go and find him. Don't stop looking. It's been 50 years, 40 years. You keep looking. He's still alive. Wa akhi, and don't stop trying to get Binyamin back. Wa la tayasu. And don't give up hope. Min rohillah. Don't give up in the mercy of Allah. Don't stop. Don't despair in Allah's relief. Beautiful lesson for us. No matter how impossible the situation is, no matter how bad the diagnosis might be, no matter where you are in that wealth, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah, because Allah is bigger than you and me, and He's bigger than your problems, and His mercy is bigger than all of that. That so easily Allah can change the situation for good. And Nabi Yaqub understands this, and he says, "Inna la yasubiru illa qawmul kafirun." He says, "Indeed, no one despairs of Allah's relief except a disbelief." But only a person who has no relationship with Allah gives up on Allah's mercy and hope. So, a powerful verse, powerful words from a man who is very hurt inside, but he never gave up, "I'm going to see my son again, and ya Allah, you can bring him back anytime." So keep making dua. Never feel that you are far away from Allah's mercy. So now as time goes by, we don't know, it could be a few weeks, it could be a few months, it could be even years. The grain of the family runs up, and they have to go back again to Yusuf. So remember, the only place that has food is Egypt. So they're going back and forth to Egypt. And now, things have become so bad, this perhaps right towards the end of the drought, where all over the world people are starving. So now the brothers are coming once again to Egypt. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ And now when these brothers come back to Nabi Yusuf, now this would be the fourth time that they come to Nabi Yusuf. The first time was when they got the grain originally. The second time was when they brought Binyamin. The third time was when they came to beg Nabi Yusuf to let Binyamin go. This is the fourth time they come to Nabi Yusuf. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا They said, "Ya أَيُّوَ الْعَزِيزِ Oh, Aziz. Remember, this is his title. مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الدُّرُّ They said, "Oh yeah, Aziz, have mercy on me. Don't pity us. Our family has been touched with affliction. Our family is in adversity. We are now in really a difficult situation. Number one, our family is broken. Binyamin is with you, locked up. Our father is, he's suffering. And things are difficult, you know, financially for us. We are in a really, really weak position." They literally begin to put now, important point here. Always remember the lesson we learned. We might trample over people in our life, but we might cheat and rob and harm people. So easily Allah can turn the tables where that person is on top of you. But here, they are literally begging for food from the man that they wronged. And if Yusuf was a lesser man, if he was a lesser of a person, he could have so easily taken advantage of them in the situation. He could have really, he had complete authority over them now. But always remember that this could happen. And you might not have a Yusuf over you. You might have someone worse than Yusuf. You know, that now determines your fate. The person that you cheated, now he's in charge. Now when you are in a desperate situation, he's the only person that can help you. So now they come to Nabi Yusuf and they say, "Ya Aziz, we need something, help us." And they said, "Wajikna bibida'in musji'in fa'ufila lalkayf fa'tasaddaqa alayna." They said, "And the things we brought now, the goods we brought to change, are really inferior. We know we brought you poor quality goods. That it's not going to be sufficient. So, give us our measure and give us sadaqah." They are begging for charity. They're actually begging him now for charity. "Please give us some charity." "Inna Allah yajzi mutasaddiqin." And now they're telling him, and now Allah will be good to you if you are charitable. SubhanAllah, they're giving him da'wah, right? They're giving him this. If you're a good person, Allah is going to be good to you. So indeed, Allah will reward the charitable. Now, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he's been given permission to reveal his identity. Side note, it took him a long time to do this. He could have sent a message when he became the Aziz 14 years ago to say, "Dad, good news, I'm in charge of Egypt, come out." Now, there is a tafsir that says that Yusuf alayhi salam did not have the similar and very close relationship with the king. He was not yet full, he didn't have the full authority to exercise the control that he wanted. He had to wait until the king that released him from jail passed away. And then his son took over. And usually when a new person gets into position, he doesn't really know what's happening. And so he gives his ministers even more power. And you see that Yusuf actually is sitting on the throne. Meaning he has such authority that he was actually doing the work of the king. We get to see that. So now that he's in a proper authority, now he can actually bring his family into Egypt. And this will have big implications for what happens many, many centuries later with the Bani Israel, which we'll get to inshallah at the end of the month. Now, Nabi Yusuf reveals identities. And it could be that he now actually spoke to them in Aramaic, in their language. Before he was speaking the Egyptian language. Qala, now he speaks to them in Arabic, so that I can speak your language. Qala, hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhihi antum jahilun? So he says, do you remember what you did to Yusuf and his brother? In kuntum, if antum jahilun, when you were ignorant. So he's saying in the past tense, when you were a bit naughty, when you were wrong, but now, basically said, you are now better people, it's already over. But you remember what you did to Yusuf and his brother? So now they understand this is Yusuf. And he said, so they said, "Qalu, fa innaka la anta Yusuf, are you Yusuf? Are you him? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ. Yes, I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي. And he told his brother to come out. This is my brother. I've been looking after him. He's okay. فَدَبَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. And then subhanAllah, he says, the first thing he says, Alhamdulillah. He prays Allah. So Allah has been good to us. How good has Allah been? A man that has been through so much difficulty. He says, we can only shukr Allah. That Allah has been radiantly good to us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Now that Nabi Yusuf is reflecting into subhanAllah, that whoever has taqwa of Allah, is conscious of Allah, has a relationship with Allah, and is patient with Allah's decree. So if you're a good person, it might not be that everything goes hunky-dory every single day. You are patient, you do your ibadah, yeah Allah, but still, the money situation is not being resolved. I'm still in the well. The sickness is going away. Whoever is do your duty to Allah. And be patient with Allah. You wait. Allah has a plan. Then he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِينَ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never ever let the hard work, the good deeds of good people go to waste. Allah will never let that you are give you the short end of the stick. You just need to do our duty, what is right, even if it's difficult, and be patient. Then Allah will fulfill his part. You know, never ever worry, is Allah going to fulfill his side of the bargain? Of course he will. قَالُوا نَعْمُ رَبْتِسْ تَاللَّهِ. I remember this is how they say, بَاللَّهِ تَاللَّهِ تَاللَّهِ by Allah. لَقَالَ آثَارَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. So he says, by Allah, certainly Allah has now preferred you over us. And we have been sinners. They now confess the sin. In the beginning of Tawbah, so when we make Tawbah and Istighfar, the first thing is to confess. Obviously, don't confess to the ulama, the imam, the imam, you don't call the imam, it's like a self-confession. We don't have that concept. But you confess to Allah. Ya Allah, I have now regretted and I have remorse for what I've done. I confess my sins to you. I acknowledge them, they were wrong. Now, I need your forgiveness, Ya Allah. So now they say that we now finally understand that the favors that were given to you, that we were envious over, that our father loved you, this was all from Allah. And then, it wasn't you that was at fault. Our issue was actually with Allah. And Allah gives you once. And Allah knows best. And we were wrong. The mistake with us was with us. So now look at Yusuf's, mashallah. This is subhanAllah. And this is the same word that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would use. Now remember the context of Surah Yusuf. This was revealed just before the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just before his own people kicked him out. Just before his own people were about to kill him. When he was at his weakest, when he was at the well, remember we said the worst day of his life was Tariq. It was very close to when the surah was revealed, when he was literally almost stoned to death. Aisha asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was the worst day in your life? Also, side when he's, the family never goes and complains, but my life was so difficult. Aisha had to ask him, and you know, Aisha never stopped, you know, she was very inquisitive. What was the worst day of your life? We said the day of Tariq, when my people kicked me out, they stoned me to death. I didn't know. My own pride wanted to kill me. I went outside to the people of Taif looking for assistance and they almost sold me to death. I really didn't know where to go. And so Allah also at that time revealed Surah Yusuf. And Allah is basically telling him, the tables will turn. You will come back and they will be at your mercy. And the same words Nabi Yusuf used, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would use. So he says, Nabi Yusuf now says to them, قَالَ لَا تَتَرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no blame upon you today. No blame upon you. There are no grudges, not even say no punishment on you. I'm not even going to accuse you of anything. It is finished, it is done. You are forgiven by it. Oh, it's over, the matter is finished. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do the same thing. When he enters Makkah, after they had done what they did to Bilal, King Hamza, all the things that they did to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says to the Quraysh, Ya Quraysh, now that you are basically at my mercy, what do you think I'm going to do with you now? What do you expect to happen now? And they said, you are our brother, our son of our brother, that you are one of us. We hope that you will be good to us. So the Nabi said to them, لَا تَتَّهِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Today, there are no grudges. Whatever happens is in the past. It's finished. Don't even mention it. لَا تَتَّهِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no blame upon you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you. There's two ways to recite this. One way would be, there is no blame on you today. Allah will forgive you. Or he says, there is no blame upon you today, Allah will forgive you. Now why? How does he know Allah will forgive them today? Because what he's saying is a beautiful thing to think about. When we commit a sin against Allah, we always hope that if we make a step back, Allah's forgiveness will come. But if you, Allah promises that. You made a sin, and you make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. Except when you harm someone else. Then that person needs to forgive you. When you've taken someone's haq, Allah can forgive what is upon him to forgive. But as for when you are around someone else, that person needs to forgive you. So Yusuf said, I have no grudge against you. So now, the forgiveness is for you. But who are you? He says, I'm not the good one. Don't look at me like I'm such a merciful one. Allah is Ashmur Rahim. Actually, it's Allah. But even subhanAllah, and you continue, Nabi Yusuf never praises himself. He says, this is all from the mercy of Allah. All of this has happened is from Him, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. No punishment or blame on you today. And He won't even mention the time after this. You find He won't even mention the time. So now, tomorrow, the good news is that they reach Ya'qub alayhi salam, his sons are alive, and we'll continue with that in the next few days, inshaAllah. Last question, we see, how many sons did Ya'qub lose in total? He lost three. First he lost Yusuf, then he lost Binyamin, then the eldest among them also remained in Egypt. And Nabi Yaqub therefore said, may all of them return to me, all three of them, and they will all return to him. Then, tonight's question, how many times did the brothers come to Yusuf? Once, twice, thrice, or four times? How many times did he come to Nabi Yusuf to petition? A very easy one. Then also we have a lucky draw, inshallah, and we explain this for the song, in the story of Nabi Yusuf. Whoever finds the cup, he gets an extra camel load. We don't have camel loads, so we have full of bad loads. And two tonight and two tomorrow, inshallah. That's to make things easy. So two tonight. And we will have one female, inshallah. Unlike last week. Tonight's winner is Fadla Adams, and she is there. Finally. Whatever suffers and does good, good things are not wasted. And then Siraj Sali here. Ah, salam. MashaAllah, Siraj is here. So, alhamdulillah, those are 2 minutes, and tomorrow another draw. Remember, tomorrow evening, Qiyamul Layl, at 9:30, we'll have 8 rakaat of Qiyamul Layl, fitra, 49, pidya, 10 rand, and inshallah, any questions, concerns, also come at us, 8 minutes, from Zakhla. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.